All right, let's move into hour number three. It is a three-hour program. The third hour on Friday is always a very, very busy hour. Let me give you a telephone number. If I'm not mistaken, we have not taken a phone call on air yet. 1-800-636-8686, because I'm good like that. Not because I'm not interested, but because you have to play your way in. It is not your inalienable right to be on the air. If you can make it better, I'll put you up. Unless we consider Nick Caserio a clone, and then he called in. All right, still ahead, Alvy's iconic week that was. The most consistent thing, week to week, month to month, year to year on this program. The ATP, send them now, right now, if you don't mind. Hit me up with an ATP. Now, it is a Friday. And because it's Friday, and because we have two more playing games, it just feels like a Big Head Bet segment is in order. So I'm joined right now by the Big Head himself, James Kelly. Now, Head, rather than me asking you what's good, okay, how you doing, instead, because I know you, I'm going to get right to it, and I'm going to ask you a very specific gambling-related question. What is the over-under on the amount of time that elapses before you try to elevate Trent Baalke over Kyle Shanahan as your favorite human being in the world for getting all gassy with it during that presser?
Well, no one could do that, Jim. Kyle, outside of his pops, maybe Senior Lobster, will always be the GOAT. But Trent is moving up because no one, I mean, it's perfect, right? No one blows bigger ass at their job than Trent Baalke does. This guy hired Urban Meyer and Jim Tom Sula as head coaches, and he's still a decision maker. He blows ass at his gig. It's perfect.
In other words, he blows ass. He's paid to blow ass, and then he blows ass.
Yes. It's like Orville Lakowski running out of the back of the end zone. He's a good analyst, Orville Lakowski, but he's a horrible quarterback, you know? It's like perfect.
You know what's incredible about that is I was so fearful of what you would do with that, but that's actually a good bit of analysis. Okay. The guy does blow ass at his job, and then he shows up and he blows ass. And I never thought I'd say this, but as it relates to flatulence, you actually made it better.
Thank you. Thank you.
You should walk off on that, dude. You literally should walk. Hey, have a great weekend, James.
He hired Tom Sula, who, again, blew ass at a presser, which we know, Alvin. Great sound there if you can have it.
Nothing but respect for him.
A lot of examples in football history of good quarterbacks losing their confidence after things.
Imagine the 2015 49ers facilities with those two just running around, just blowing ass all over.
Absolutely incredible. And he hired Herb.
He hired Herb. They brought a perv in after this stuff. And he still got a job.
And he still is getting paid.
Yes.
And even after yesterday, he's still getting paid.
Yeah, and he passed
still probably extend him after yesterday.
Yeah. Just worst ever.
Coach and I haven't sat down and gone through the final.
That's his fan base for his offseason this far. Thank you, Trent.
That aside, on a serious note, like you literally think he's horrible at his job.
Oh, I think he's terrible. Who would hire those morons and then the drafts that he's had? Aiden Hutchinson. But no, let's go with Trayvon Walker. I mean, dude, the guy's terrible. His offseason this year, terrible again.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he just ran the ultimate misdirection. You know what the guy's thinking. Like, nobody's going to ask me about that, but if I just rip some ass, they'll be focused on that and not how bad I am at my job.
Dude, it is good. It is good misdirection. Shanahan stuff.
It's actually pretty smart, right?
It is. Play action with your ass.
Man. I mean, damn, Baalke, comfortable much? I wouldn't have been surprised if this dude just straight up took a dump in his pants, went, excuse me, my bad, and just rolled right through it.
He did, too.
Coach and I haven't sat down.
Apologizing
and
like Wendy and stuff. Poulter's is still the best apology of all time. Using your ass for social distancing is one of one, but Trent's is pretty good too.
I can't believe that I actually entertained this conversation with you and that we're having this conversation.
I think this is our best hit.
And I was going to say, it's not the worst thing ever. I wouldn't say it's our best hit ever, but it's not our worst hit ever. All right. Now that we got that out of the way, are you done?
Okay. I'm done. Good. Let's do it.
Good. Let's do this.
Now I'm done.
We got a couple of playing games starting in the Western Conference. All right. Kings v. Pelicans. Seems to me Sacramento looked great in smashing up Golden State. And of course, the Pels got the worst news possible when Zion Williamson went down late in their loss to the Lakers. The only thing worse than that were all the clones rushing up in here and grabbing their phones and thumbing out their Zion National Pork, Pion Williamson, Air Pork, the big diabetic and the chunk of dunk references for you and for me. Even though this dude dropped a bunch of weight and was playing lights out.
I know.
Terrible break for the Pels. Obviously, injuries are making it even more difficult to get down than it already was. And even more incredible, head, that line is bouncing all over the place. Mm-hmm. Where is it right now? What is your play?
Real quick, how about a shout-out to Ears and His Ass product here? He's got two do-or-die games tonight, and the dude is missing. Zion, Jimmy Buckets, Terry Rozier, Malik Monk, Kevin Herter, Patrick Williams, Lonzo Ball, and Zach LaVine. The dude is pretty much balking in our faces, and he's not even apologizing for this, Jim. The line's all over the place.
Would you accept it? Would you accept it if he did?
Gone through the final.
Yeah, no. Hell no. Uh-uh. He's number one on my list. No.
Ears is?
Ears. I cannot stand Ears. I'd love to work for him.
Personal.
I mean, I'd love to work for him. I mean, you just get whatever the hell you want.
Dude, how are you going to get a job working for him when you're just killing him every chance you can?
Well, he just heard me say it, so maybe he'll hire me.
Well, I know he heard you.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway.
The game. You can now get the Kings, like you said. It's all over the place. You can get a point with the Kings right now. This morning, they were favored by a point as well, this AM, but it's changed back. So I'll go the Kings, take the point, and go with Sacramento here. CJ McCollum and Brandon Ingram feasted on them this season, but Ingram isn't right now. He's just coming back from a knee injury and didn't even play down the stretch run of their game against the Lakers after they lost Air Gumbo there. So the priority is to stop CJ and
Air
doing a
Gumbo?
Better job.
Dude,
Air Gumbo.
How can you not respect this guy? He lost a lot of weight. He was the best player on the floor in that game until he tweaked his hammy again. Little respect for Air Gumbo.
Got to have another year, and no more Air Gumbo in it. Right there, that guy. CJ, and do a better job at the three-point line is the goal tonight for Sacramento. The Pelicans are the second-best team in the NBA in defending the three. Sacramento is the second-worst. The Kings allowed teams to shoot damn near 39% from three this season, which is not good considering the Pelicans are the fifth-best team from distance in the association, and not good knowing CJ hit 70% of his shots from there against the Kings this season. Mm. Now, why I like the Kings, yes, they are missing two key players, the original Laker fall guy, Malik Monk and Kevin Herter, but ho-ho-ho-ho, Johnny boy. They still have the two best players on the court tonight in Fox and Sabonis, and they should ball out, especially Sabonis. The Pelicans do not have anyone to check that guy.
Johnny boy.
Right, Ryan in Sacktown. What's the future of your Kings, really, if they can't win tonight against the Pelicans, minus Zion, to get in the postseason? That's why we're taking them. ATS is a little worried, though.
We, the royal we? Did you just hit me with a royal we? That's why we're taking them?
I did say we. Big Head Betts is taking them. Yeah.
There's only one of you, dude.
Yeah, I'm taking him.
Okay.
But ATS, little worry. The Pelicans have hit 71% of their games. ATS with 2 to 3 days of rest. But light the beam, baby. Kings plus one.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to make of it because that line's been dancing all over the place. I thought that Sacramento looked great in sleeping the Dubs. Mm-hmm. Zion is out. And yet, when the morning started, this is so weird to me. Sacramento was a 1.5-point favorite, mm-hmm. and I'm looking at that, and I'm like, damn, man, what am I missing? It seems too obvious here, like it's some sort of trick, or it's a troll, and generally when something seems too good to be true, I know it is. Mm-hmm. But then I start to look at it, and I start to see the things that you're pointing out. The Pelicans straight dominated Sacramento this year. They went 5-0 against them. They won by an average of more than 19 per game.
Yep.
Or maybe it's proven that it's because they can win without Zion. They have won without Zion. But I'm still looking at it like, man, that's a pretty good thing. -1.5, -1.5. I'll hit that. And I did. Dude, I hit that at -1.5. And now you're telling me it's plus one? So
plus
I did
one.
What any reasonable person would do. I hit it again.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Listen, hey, whatever. I know the Pelicans can win without Zion. They have. I just don't think they will win without Zion, despite all those analytics and metrics, because the bottom line is, to your point, man, it's Sacramento's time, at least so much as if they can't beat them without Zion, it'll never be that time.
Dude.
Hey, whatever the line is, I'll hit it again.
We. There we go. We.
We. We. Yeah, you're right. Now right. Now it works. Now it's
works.
We. I've already hit them. I've hit them at -1.5. I've hit them at +1. Last I saw was a pick 'em. What is it right now? Has it changed?
Plus one, and I see one site moving to 1.5, but I hit them at +1 right now.
If I see it on my site at 1.5, you know I'll hit it a third time. Please. Yeah. I'm going to lose my entire bankroll from the entire season on that game. Anyway, that's the game I feel good about. Mm-hmm. The other one, not so much. Bulls v. Heat also muddied because of the injuries, and the injuries make it tough to pick. We know Jimmy Buckets is not going to go. Alex Caruso might or probably will go, but if he does go, you know he's not going to be 100%. So what is the number in that game, and what are you doing there?
Yeah, man, Buckets, their best player and their best offensive threat is a no-go, which is below not good for a team who struggles to get buckets. They rank 26th in points per game in the regular season, and only Orlando has a worse offensive rating of the teams who will be in the playoffs.
Keep Orlando out your mouth, dude.
I know, I do like Orlando.
I love Orlando.
Also, no Terry tonight for
Terry?
The Miami Heat.
Terry,
no
Terry. Terry.
Yes. Not the blind cat running gassers at Bill Stadium, but Terry Rozier there, Alvin. Thank you, Alan, for that.
Yeah, but no Terry, but you got Tyler.
Thank you, Alan.
We do. You got Bam.
We got the hero is more than a sandwich
here.
And he's really going to have to ball out if Miami wants to win. But he might be able to. Jaime Jaquez, another great guy who could get some buckets. And they could because...
Jaquez. That was very close,
UCLA
dude.
UCLA product.
Love him.
There it is. That's why. That guy right there.
A
he could
hero
go off,
is more than a Jaquez. Nice try, Head.
Anyways, they could play well. I used that one for us right there. See that?
There you go.
Because...
Give him a little ding. They could play well.
Because Ed Munster's bullies of ball in Chicago here, they play butthole-like defense. Not like Atlanta bad butthole, but pretty damn bad. And their best defender, like you said, Caruso.
Down
he
and go.
Should play.
Caruso.
Caruso.
What okay, yeah, fair enough. That's cool. Yeah. He is the Caruso.
The Lakers could really use him, by the way. Brilliant move, the GM. But I'm going with Munster's team and taking the points. DeMar DeRozan, in his last five games of the regular season, he averaged over 30 while hitting over 50% of his shots. He has helped, too, with Nikola. Colby White went out and scored 42 against the Hawks. They are also the better rebounding team. And ATS, the Bulls, are the best as an away favorite and hitting 64% of their game. So I'm riding with the Munster kid. The one who decided to bail on Oklahoma City because he didn't want to be a part of a rebuild. Idiot. We'll take the 1.5 points for Chicago here.
Yeah, that's awesome. You don't want to be a part of that rebuild. You mean that rebuild where they're the number one seed and they're the youngest number one seed ever? That rebuild?
How pissed is Herman?
Yeah.
How pissed is Herman?
Herman's so disappointed in his boy.
Oh, my God. So is Gramps.
They all are. They're embarrassed.
Stupid.
Alan Parsons can't believe how dumb that is, right?
Oh, dude. Alan Parsons type mistake right there.
All right. So generally, I don't jack with Miami this time of year because of, well, you know, the famed Heat culture. And, of course, Eric Spoelstra, who I know you love.
Best
and most of all, Jay Buckets. But they don't have buckets. As I mentioned, they don't have buckets, but they do have some firepower. It's going to put additional pressure on Tyler Hero, Bam Adebayo, Duncan Robinson. You know they will play better than the sum of their parts, especially this time of year. However, the Munster kid and the Bulls have gotten over on Miami so many times. Not just gotten over, but they're 6-2 ATS in their previous 8 matchups with them. And they did look great against the Hawks. Head, even though the Hawks are ass. I'm not going to lie, though. I've gone back and forth on this all morning long because that's how much I respect the Heat culture and their grit and Spoelstra.
Excuse me, gone through the final board yet.
I'll be real. I do not feel good about this pick at all. However, like you, I will ride with the Munster kid, take the points. 2 points, right?
1.5.
Damn, it was 2 when I saw it.
2. We could wait, maybe. 1.5, though.
Man, whatever. Whatever. I'm too far in. Huge shout outs to that block party on Mockingbird Lane. I'm going to take the Munster kid.
We again. Love
we
that.
We again. All right, dude, listen, I know this is a time of year where you have other thoughts. Is there anything else we can hit?
Yeah, it's NBA and NHL future time here. For the Larry O, the Boston Celtics are favored to win it all, and they have a much easier path to the finals, as we know, with the Milwaukee Dame debacle there. They are the plus 145 favorite to win it all as they watch the West beat the hell out of each other. But I'm riding with Jonte Porter and throwing down on the defending champions here, the Nuggets at plus 300.
Hell yes.
Yes, love
I like that.
Bet.
I like that.
I am a little worried about the Lakers and the cap, I will admit that. butt. I think they will get through that and back there. Yeah, a little bit this year, more than I was last year. It's the bench of the Nuggets. Cowboy Bruce Brown was so good on the off the bench last year.
No
so
doubt.
Was Jeff Green. Their biggest question for the Nuggets here is Christian Brown, Reggie Jackson, and Peyton Watson. If they step up and help the best starting lineup in basketball and Michael Porter Jr., Jonte, more points. Never mind. I won't go there.
You just went there.
I did go there. If he plays up to his potential, there's another level for Denver to get to, and that's good enough to go back-to-back. So I love the Denver Nuggets at plus 300. Also,
let me stop right there really quickly. Uh-huh. How about Jonte and an $80,000 parlay involving Jonte that would have paid over $1 million because nobody was going to see that? No red flag there.
No red flag
red
there.
Flag!
And the stupidity is off the charts. People, these are so easy to read.
Never mind that they have super sophisticated devices to detect this sort of thing. How stupid would you have to be to think you could get away with something like that?
You make over $1 million, or you will make more than $1 million, $2 million in your future to do it after
stupid.
That. And understand, regulators could see differences like no other. There's only probably in props a couple $1,000 a night on something like that, and they see a big line of 150, 200, or whatever it is go through.
It was
of 80, course they're
80,
gonna see it.
80 grand for a guy who's like a total scrub.
The stupidity is off the charts, man.
It's did make like 21 grand actually betting, so that was worth it.
He's better than some of the other guys. I will say that.
All right, so what else you got?
Better than Shohei's guy. I will give him that part.
Who's better, Jonte or Ipe at betting?
Jonte, definitely. Ipe, he's rough. He's bad. And he watched Angels baseball all the time. So had he just faded him every 4 days, he would be richer than hell, and he wouldn't have to worry about any of this stuff. But that's beside the fact.
Yeah, but he had integrity, though. He didn't bet baseball.
He should have followed Jonte there because they both got caught.
He had integrity. He had enough integrity to steal and rob his best friend blind, but so much more integrity not to bet baseball.
That's it right there.
My man's got a line. There are boundaries. There are boundaries. Dude, I can't believe you and I are just going on. This is the longest. This is like a throwback to our podcast days.
I miss that. Yeah.
Well, I know you do, dude, because it was all about you. Well, not all about you, but a lot about you. What else do you got before you go? Because I know there's actually even more.
So I got Denver plus 300. I also love the Clippers and Mavs shots to be the dark horse to win it all if the Clippers could stay healthy. So I might save a little bit of money and see who wins that series because that series is so tough to call right now, especially with Kawhi and the yearly knee stuff there, but I love both those teams as dark horses to maybe win the whole thing. Also, Lord Stanley's Cup here. Two choices. I'm going with Carolina Hurricanes, which pisses me off. It seemed like the last few months they were the third to fourth betting favorite. They are now the betting favorite, but why I'm going to be a chalky little bitch here is because they have great coach and a great defense. Being six strong, their goaltending has stabilized, and the offense and the firepower questions aren't as concerning because they went in all in at the trade deadline, and they acquired Jake Guentzel. And the trade, after the trade, he's averaged 5 points per 60, which is elite. Let's go with the Carolina Hurricanes to win the cup at plus 650.
Hmm.
The other pick, I wanted to take my Avs, but they've been too shaky on the back end late. This is business. I'm taking the Dallas Stars, which the odds makers on DraftKings pretty much balked these guys this AM. The team was with the most points in the Western Conference
down
is now the sixth choice. That guy right there, right in their face.
Dude, my head is spinning, man. Wrap this thing.
Sorry. Sixth choice on DraftKings at plus 850. I'm going with the Stars as well. So the Hurricanes and Stars for my Stanley Cup play.
Man, head, I love when Utah hockey.
Dude, I do too.
There was so much gas in that I'm not even going to ask you to reset it. I'm just going to say, hopefully they got it all down. If you want to put it out there on the X, I'll retweet it. And, dude, that was a monster segment.
Fun segment. Thanks, Jim.
You know, for you. For you. Have a great weekend, dude.
You too. See ya.
Appreciate it. Look at the head. That was an all-time big head bet segment. And how many things do we actually even cover? All right, let's make some money. Who you got? How you going to play it? Wait, there is more. Believe it or not, phone lines are open right now. I need an ATP, please. 1-800-636-8686. On top of that, I do want to talk Joe Noah. Prize picks. Hint, hint, Alvy. You're going to have a moment in a moment. Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app with over 3 million active members. All you do is pick more or less on 2 to 6 player stat projections. Then watch the winnings roll in. You can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. Get in on the playoff action. Win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. The playoffs get underway tomorrow. Play-in round ending tonight. Prize Picks is also offering weekly promotions and special offers for the biggest moments in sports. Prize Picks now offering Apple Pay for quick and easy deposits into your account this basketball season. I love Prize Picks. You will too. Download the app right now. Use the code ROME, R-O-M-E, for a first deposit match of up to $100. Code ROME on Prize Picks for a deposit match of up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It is that easy. You do have to be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details. Hello, Alvin.
Hey. Wow, that was a lot of segment.
That was a lot of segment, wasn't it?
Yeah, okay, I'm ready.
Why do I feel like this will not be a lot of segment right here? What happened? Hi, Jim.
Hey, Jim. How are you?
Hi, Alvin. Fine. How are you?
Mike nailed it yesterday, by the way.
Mike who?
Oh, you're right.
Okay, so is Mike going to nail this one, or are you going to nail this one?
No, this is all me this time.
Okay. All right. At least you gave Mike credit, whoever Mike is. What do you have, Alvy?
I have Tyler. So I actually was paying attention to James Kelly today. I'm going to go with Tyler Hero, 19.5 points more. Trey Murphy III, 2.5 three-pointers more. And I have a bonus unless you want me to repeat what I just said.
Can you do both?
So, Prize Picks has a bonus space today. So it's Nikola Jokic, 0.5 point if you want it. And I'm going to go more on that.
No way.
Right?
Well, way to put yourself out there, dude. Yeah, all right, so run back all three. I like it.
Never say no to free money. Tyler Hero, 19.5 points more. Trey Murphy III.
Nerfy?
Nerfy. Trey Murphy III, 2.5 three-pointers made more. And Nikola Jokic. Oh, I should mention this. Nikola Jokic, if you want that free space, that game is the Monday game. So if you put that on your bet... Your picks.
It's not a bet, dude. It's
Monday.
More or less.
Right. So half a point more.
Okay, Alvin. Good? Are you good, Alvin?
I'm spectacular.
You're actually not, dude. But thank you very much, man. My crew. Hey, Alvin, that was smooth. Come on. Wow. Let me tell you something. For 22 minutes. James Kelly and Alvin DeLauro doing more or less and picking games. Holy crap.
More.
All of this going back to the top of hour two. What a show. What a day. What a crew. All right, let's get out wide open. Hey, Ivy League Tommy, how you feeling about all this, man? Have you ever seen anything like this in your life? In your radio life? Your Ivy League life? Reaction, bro.
My head's spinning.
Your head.
I can't even imagine what Mike's thinking, whoever he is.
Mike? Why are y'all concerned about yourselves? What about me? Man.
You're used to this.
I'm not used to this, because we've never had this.
Down and go. Excuse me, go on.
Wow. And by the way, Mike. Oh, Mike's like, damn, this is not what I signed up for. Hey, Mike, if it'll make you feel better, this is not what I signed up for either. Yet here we are, man. Here the bleep
here we are.
Mike's like, I don't know what this is, but this is not what I signed up for.
Well, Mike's like, hey, man, I have no idea what the hell this is, but I know this is not what I signed up for. My man, you're in it now, whoever you are. Mystery Mike, whoever you are. All right, and for the record, that was Alvin's pick today.
Brick.
Okay, fine. I'm out.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
I'm telling you, we're so far off the rails. One thing I really want to do today that I might not be able to do, and it's kind of aggravating me because it's my own fault. I want to talk about Joe Noah because there's an update on Joe Noah in Cleveland that is incredible.
You think Cleveland's cool?
An update on that. You know what's important? To feel good. To feel good because it affects everything. It affects your true experience in life. Relief Factor knows this better than anybody. This is why they went about doing what they've done. And what they've done is they've developed a daily supplement that helps your body fight back against occasional minor pain. And I think pretty much all of us have minor pain or worse. But the product is 100% drug-free, and Relief Factor was developed by doctors searching for a better alternative for relieving pain. What kind of pain? Neck pain, back pain, joint pain, muscle pain. Relief Factor can help you feel better. Relief Factor does not just mask pain for a short time. It helps to reduce or even eliminate that pain. Relief Factor helps support your body's natural response to inflammation. In 3 weeks or less, you will know if it's working because you'll feel the difference all day, every day. So you'll know soon. I was sent Relief Factor, and they want me to try it first. And I did. And I still take it every single day, and I do feel the difference. Over 1 million people have tried Relief Factor. Try it yourself. Visit ReliefFactor.com. Call 1-800-4-RELIEF, one or the other, and save on your first order. 1-800-4-RELIEF. 1-800-4-RELIEF, or go to ReliefFactor.com. These products and statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition. I think what I'm going to do right now, next segment, I've got an ATP, I've got Alvy's Week That Was, and I really want to get to Joe Noah. So in order to have a shot at any or all of that, I'm going to get out right now. Do the responsible thing. Get out on... Some of you stoners are put off that you didn't get your 420 show. In the meantime, a couple things. For the ones who get it done, Grainger is offering supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product experts ready to answer your toughest questions. Call or click Grainger.com or stop on by. On top of that, you know on Fridays we always have an ATP. And I always like to answer your Ask the Pros question. You clones get to ask me a question, and then I get to answer the question. And it's brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Here are a couple of questions. Jim, sorry if this has already been asked and answered. What is your favorite Rise Against album? What is your favorite deep cut single? Thanks, Kevin in Green Bay. My favorite Rise Against album is Appeal to Reason, 2008 release. In terms of my favorite deep cut, I don't really have one. I'm going to say I first got into the band when I heard Ready to Fall. I remember the first time I heard that song, I'm like, wow. And I didn't know the band. Like, I would love to tell you that, oh, yeah, I knew them way back when. But when I heard that single, when I heard that song, I'm like, damn, that is an amazing song. And then was really into the band. So that was off a prior album. Definitely one of my favorite bands. Jimmins, will Logan be attending the Mile High 420 Festival in Denver tomorrow? Brent, you know what, Brent? Ordinarily, I would say with that kid, you never know what, but I can guarantee you he will not. I am willing to bet my life that my son will not be attending the Mile High 420 Festival in Denver tomorrow. I'd bet my life. Literally, I'd bet my life. You know why? He landed in Cali today. So I know he's not attending that tomorrow. He already saw DJ. He and his boys have come in for the weekend. And already saw Dr. Janla this morning. Hi, Jim. Are you sad that you're not going to be around to celebrate 420 with us tomorrow? Wishing you and yours well. You are? Sarah T., did you just wish me and mine well? In that case, Sarah, if you mean that, yes, I will be sad.
Bench the salt.
Hey, Sarah. Hey, Sarah. Maybe. Well, where's the salt, Sarah? You benched it. You know what, Sarah? In honor of
bench
you,
the salt.
I might literally pop a gummy. No, I won't. All right, this is really funny. So, our other son, Jake, I'm checking him out on Instagram, and for his birthday, his girlfriend got him tickets to see Cypress Hill in Chicago. Jake still lives in Madison, and Jake's all about it, all about it. I'm like, Jake, you know, back in the day, Cypress Hill, they would check in on the jungle. Especially on 420 when we were hyping him. He's like, no way. Are you connected to him? Do you know them? I'm like, no, not really. It's amazing what my kids are into. None of it's sports related. I think their favorite moment of mine on television, no joke, Logan especially, their single favorite moment that I had on TV was when I sat down and interviewed Lil Wayne. Logan's fascinated by that. But Jake has tickets. His girlfriend bought him tickets to Cypress Hill in Chicago, and Jake's all about it. All about it. It's a good lineup, right? Bone Thugs and Harmony. Far Side. Souls of Mischief. Dilated Peoples. 3-6 Mafia. Ontario. I don't know. Jake, I don't know when it is in Chicago, but Jake's like looking for a hookup. Like he's got the ticket already. Like, no, dude, I don't think I can get you backstage. And Jake never asked for anything. Jake's really good like that. The thing I love, you can tell when I've had the kids on, you can tell how proud I am of the boys. And the thing I'm most proud of is that they're not entitled kids. They're not punk asses. They're not brats. They never ask for anything. Well, Logs does sometimes. Jake never asks for anything. Except for, yo, Pop, can I meet them? I'm like, yeah, sure. Go walk up and try and meet them. I can't introduce you to Cypress Hill. He's excited, man. Not, yo, Pop, can you introduce me to Mike Trout? Can you introduce me to Cypress Hill? Not really, man. I mean, if I could, I would. Anyway, fellas. I don't know. Do we have time? Nah, we got to get to Alvy. Alvy, it's your call. Quick phone call or you? Nope, go to Alvy. I hate Nooch. Sorry, brother. Alvy, roll it. Hey now, what's cracking? Welcome to the jungle. A tremendous Monday to you. My name is Jim Rome. Hope you had a great weekend. Hope your week's off to a great start. Let's get it. Busy show for you today. Lots to get done. So let me start with the Masters. He's too dull. He's too boring. He's sleepy Scotty. Right.
That's right.
Exactly.
All I can think about right now is getting home. I'm not thinking about the tournament.
He is a flat line because nothing affects this dude. Because the fact of the matter is, boring Scotty is not going anywhere. Bob Herrick.
It's just more validation of how great he is. It's almost inevitable that he was going to be
inevitable.
He watches everybody else sort of fall apart on him.
On the Infinity Sports Network.
Email.
You're just going to gloss over the Xfinity Sports Network in the open? Infinity. No, bro. I would never do that.
Holloway wins the BMF title. Oh,
Max was doing him a favor. Like, dude, come here. He caught Justin with one of the best right hands of all time and created possibly the greatest moment in MMA history. He is Max Holloway.
I mean, that's not a very BMF way to say it. You know, a BMF wouldn't be like, I'm not going to fight this guy unless this is out. That's kind of un-BMF. A BMF fights whatever. Fights whoever, whenever, any weight, any time. That's not a tone of a BMF, brother.
Brother. What's going on, Tony? How are you?
Rome, thanks for the vine. Now that I got that out of the way. First thing.
Global warming.
I know I'm running here, Rome.
Live from CBS 4.
Unlike John at the bar, he is not a friend of yours. When Billy got back to his dressing room, I just hope that my man did not have a heart attack.
The electricity starts flowing the second Alvin hits the Alan Parsons Project song.
What?
And oh my
Alvin
God.
Alvin set me up. It was a G-Chat message. What's that Chicago Bulls song? I'm not supposed to read his mind. I have things to do.
Nothing like blasting New Order on PCH back in the day on the Hog. Good times, man.
War Dan Hurley for making me believe like he went back to back. A little guy out in Phoenix could hopefully one day go rack to rack.
Ken Galbraith.
But on the Lakers side, they've got all the momentum. Late season, LeBron really cranked it up on Sunday, moving the ball all over the place masterfully.
Ben Galbraith joining us. All right, Ben. Alvy, what was that? Derek Shelton.
Kids playing year-round instead of playing other sports, so now there's stress on that. You know, I mean, when you and I grew up, and I'm not saying we're old, but like, you played.
Oh, I am. I am, Skip.
I am, too. You played seasonal.
Max. Jake. Nick. Jack. Tristan.
We went all the smoke and we ain't ducking no fades.
The ham was loving him some ham last night.
Insane asylum sources say.
My man, you were feeling awfully good about winning a playing game. Mac Brown.
Man, you've done it for a long time and I love listening to you. Let's just make a pact. We're both going to keep fighting them, and all those haters out there are going to say you and I are quitting too. So we'll just let them do it and then they'll get fired and we'll just get the next one.
Huge smoke machines, a laser show, the stage rising up, fireworks. David's gonna come out there like a rock star. Grab that mic and tell the world,
I am banning
Mr. Porter for life. Damn, Jonte. Hope that was worth it. The music starts.
Hood man,
please bring me your torch.
The tribe has spoken. You're voted off the island. I put the clamps on the greatest show on turf. I'm not collecting bleep. Go get your own damn branches. Get the hell off our island. Terrion Arnold. Who are a few of the top corners in the NFL?
Patrick Surtain, Darius Slay, Jalen Ramsey, Sauce Gardner, AJ Terrell, Trayvon Diggs.
How long before you're in that same category?
Couple more months, man. Couple more months.
Fat boy, how many you got, baby?
Meantime, quote, Fat Boy went off 26 and 15 that night. Anyway, Boogie, I got your back, man.
Fat Boy!
Don't let the clones win. I'll hit up the homies. They might jump you in. Bruh, I'll keep beating this drum until I get run.
Right on cue, yo. What's your beef?
When you get on an elevator and it smells, and then the next floor down, a dime piece gets on and gives you the nastiest look like you're the responsible party.
Hey, Al Roker, this was settled thousands of years ago.
My beef is with my dad when he comes into my bedroom, catches me wrestling with myself. But
my beef with the self-checkout register guy, scanning myself while this person's watching me.
It's self-checkout.
It's self-checkout, man.
Logan Webb, pitcher for the Giants. Mike gave me this pick. I had no idea.
What? Why are you putting that on Mike?
I'm not putting it on him. I'm giving him credit.
We haven't even introduced Mike yet. What do you mean, Mike? Mike who?
Alvin, give us your prize pick. Doggy style, reach around.
Nick Casario.
Romy, always good to be with you. The clones, the XR4TI. Trying to get a little jungle caramel here before the draft.
Jungle caramel?
Coach and I haven't sat down and go, excuse me, gone
what?
Through the final.
Excuse me.
Four. Excuse me.
Without even breaking stride and moving right through it.
No, that didn't happen.
You're the man, brother. You're the man. You have no idea. You have a great one.
Hey, you guys got any plans for your boathouse?
Lay off the palm oil.
You know, anytime you call, I'm on.
Stomp the spleen.
Jaime Jaquez.
How am I going to get out of here before I get too awkward?
Awkward.
Having respect-a-thon, Romy.
War, I'm out.
Fuck!
Good night now!
Incredible. Incredible job, Alvin. Thank you very much. Let's go to the phones. Fabian in L.A. Fabe, you made it in. What's going on?
You're the best in the business, brother. Hey, happy. Hey, it's like Christmas, you know. But, hey, happy 419 and happy 420. Hey, I'm calling for the karma, bro. I need karma. I need positivity from the clones. I need your help. Boom, boom, boom. If I had time, I would kick out my ex, you know, account, but I don't have time for that. Go to Nooch. Love you guys. Out.
Go to Nooch. Love you guys. Fabian, you're the man. Problem is, Nooch hung up, so I went to you. That's incredible. So Fabes just hit us with a happy 419, happy 420. I need some positivity from the clones. Hey, Fabes, you got it, yo. We're picking you up. We're sending you positive vibes.
Okay.
We're sending you positive energy. I don't know about you and what's going on with the ex and whether or not you have to kick the ex out, but happy 419, happy 420, and yes, Fabes, the clones and myself and the XR4TI definitely sending you positive vibes and positive energy. Huge call today brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly Veriscan is a free check engine light testing program that pulls from over 600 million vehicle scans confirmed by ASE certified technicians to provide a simple report and possible fixes, available exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Wow. My thanks to Nick Casario, the ultimate clone, Miles Turner, Indiana Pacers big man, James Kelly, who had himself a segment, the XR4TI, including Alvy, Tommy, and Mystery Mike. Clones, have a great weekend. See you Monday. We're out.